Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
I don't know if you saw this post on social media earlier this morning from a funeral director in Carlow asking anybody who had a spare 45 minutes this morning to turn out to the funeral of Mary Regan in Carlow. And Rory Healy is the funeral director who posted, the request, I suppose, really on social media. Rory's with me on the line this afternoon. Rory, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Andrea.
Why did you post the request, Rory?
Very simply, I wanted to send Mary off, and I'm not alone. I knew Mary through the years, through her late partner, and I wanted someone to be there to send her off, and that she wasn't leaving Carlow, because she's going back to Cork for burial, that she wasn't leaving Carlow alone.
You had quite a turnout, Rory.
Absolutely. When I walked into the church this morning, I saw what crowd was there, and even more so as mass was continuing, more people were coming through. Obviously, word was filtering through to them, and more people were coming through to the doors, and it was just amazing to see this morning. It really was.
When did you post the? It was on the death notices, Carlow, wasn't it?
Carlow death notices, and all about Carlow later on that evening. But it was only about it was about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. I posted it.
I saw the post early this morning, and Rory, I have to say, it was absolutely heartbreaking. And the number of people, you know, who shared it, even people that I know not from Carlow, and just shared it, because people were really, really touched by it.
Absolutely. Well, it wasn't for. I wanted people to come out and say goodbye to Mary. That was basically what I wanted, and I didn't think it was going to get as much publicity as what it has got. But for Mary, for herself, a lovely, quiet woman that she was, it was great that all the people did turn out. A class from the local school also attended the local presentation college, and they took part in the mass and did the offertory procession and things like that. And we had the two local priests as well, Father Tommy Dillon and Father Tom Little, this morning. So it was great to see nearly a full church.
Yeah, because it was Mary from Cork originally.
Originally from Cork, in Adrigal, down in West Cork, and she's making her way down there at the moment. So because it's so far down, it's about a 5 hour drive from Carlow. That the burial is taking place tomorrow at 11 o'clock in Edrigold in the local cemetery there. So if you have listeners down in Cork, if they're anywhere near that, if they could reciprocate the same thing, that would be great for her on that end as well.
Yeah. And what time is that at, Rory, tomorrow?
It's at 11 o'clock tomorrow.
11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Because am I right in saying her partner has previously passed away?
Previously, and he's on a first anniversary, is only last Wednesday.
Oh, God.
And Mary passed away on Friday.
And she's no surviving family or friends.
She has some relatives. They're down in Cork, but they're unable to travel. So I just wanted the people of Carlow to send Mary on her way, not being alone leaving from Carlow. Because other than that, there mightn't have been anyone at mass. That normally at that morning mass, the local congregation would consist of about 40 or 50 people, and they would have been only there for the morning mass. But when I put the post out yesterday, I knew people then would come for Mary. I thought two people would come for Mary, but as I said, there was hundreds there for her today.
Because you were concerned that there might have been nobody there for the funeral
Correct.
Mass this morning.
Yeah. Normal mass times for a funeral would be at 11, but I with consultation with the parish priest, Father Little, we brought it back to half nine, knowing that there'd be at least some people there that would normally attend morning mass.
Yeah.
So,
well, I'm really delighted to hear that is that your social media post that you put up yesterday, Rory. You know,
I'm overwhelmed with it. You know, I certainly didn't think that it would come to this now, but I'm delighted in other ways. I'm thrilled, really am thrilled.
Yeah, it was a lovely thing to do, and obviously,
and the feeling of community and humanity in the church during mass and after mass was really something else. Anyone that was there will tell you that, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, I saw photos actually of just, you know, the crowds outside the funeral mass. And then having seen your post earlier this morning, that's why I was keen to chat to you today, because it was a lovely thing to do, and delighted to hear, you know, one of the positive stories, if you want to say that, from social media.
Absolutely, yep.
Yeah, that there was such a turnout. And as I said, I know that was shared widely across the country today. But Rory, listen, thank you and well done, and thank you for joining us in the programme. Rory Healy there, funeral director for Healy Funeral Directors. And as he said, if anyone is free tomorrow or available to attend the funeral burial in Cork, that is happening for Mary Regan at about 11 o'clock in the morning.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.